I'm Buzz Knight, the host of Taking a Walk, Music History on Foot. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, iHeart, CastBox, or wherever you get your podcast. And also, if you like the podcast, it'd be great if you leave us a review. Also, share it with a friend or share it with a couple of friends. We'd really appreciate it. And welcome from the mean streets of Carlisle, Massachusetts, to This Week in Music History for the week of February 20th, 2023. On February 20th, 1967, Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain is born in Aberdeen, Washington. He gets his first guitar on his 14th birthday. Take a wild guess, the first song that he was able to master. You are correct. Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. February 20th, 1988, Robin Rihanna Fenty was born in Barbados. Love the power of these individuals who are known as a one-word name. You know her now as Rihanna. She certainly is a powerhouse. February 21st, 2001, speaking of powerhouses, Johnny Cash. He leaves the hospital where he's treated for pneumonia. Johnny heads right to the Grammy Awards, promptly wins the Best Male Vocal Performance for Solitary Man. And if you haven't heard that, check that out. That's a killer rendition of the Neil Diamond song. And that would be his 10th Grammy that he wins after checking out of the hospital with pneumonia. Johnny Cash. February 21st, 2011. Lady Gaga performs the first of two shows at Madison Square Garden that would make up the footage of her HBO special. On February 21st, 1987, some 26 years after becoming a hit in America, Ben E. King's Stand By Me goes to number one in the UK after the release of the movie of the same name, which is a terrific movie, by the way, one of my favorites. On February 22nd, 1989, Jethro Tull wins the Grammy for Best Hard Rock Metal Performance, beating out Metallica. This set off a whole kerfluffle. I don't even think Ian Anderson was too thrilled getting the award, but nonetheless, it happened on February 22nd, 1989. And also, sometime this year, look for new music from Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull, and we are going to try to get Ian on the Taking a Walk podcast. On February 22nd, 2011, Adele, another one of the powerhouse one-word names, releases her second album, 21, in the U.S., becoming the best-selling album of 2011, selling 5.82 million copies. February 22nd, 1993, Lenny Kravitz releases Are You Gonna Go My Way? Love that song. Great riff. February 23rd, 1999, Eminem, another one-word name, drops his first major label album, the Slim Shady LP, quickly making him the most noteworthy rapper in the game. February 23rd, 2003, Norah Jones runs the table at the Grammys, wins all five Grammys she's nominated for, including Record of the Year and Song of the Year. And February 23rd, 2000, another Grammy happening, Santana, speaking of running the table, the album Supernatural wins eight, count them, eight Grammy Awards. And on February 24th, 1998, E.J. Elton John, knighted by Queen Elizabeth II during a ceremony at Buckingham Palace. On February 24th, 1990, at the Universal Amphitheater, the Byrds, David Crosby, Roger McGuinn, Chris Hillman, they reunite for a tribute concert for the recently deceased Roy Orbison. Also on that bill, Bob Dylan, Emmylou Harris, John Fogerty, and Bonnie Raitt, and that concert was broadcast on Showtime. It's still available to go find, and it is totally worth checking it out. Upcoming on Taking a Walk Music History on Foot, Mike Levine, the bassist and keyboard player from the Canadian power trio Triumph. And be sure to also find our episode with an artist by the name of Black Bach. He's a neoclassical pianist, kind of the intersection of rap and classical music. He's got a great personality, and I think you'll love him on Taking a Walk, Music History on Foot.